anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla, and brought to you by Vitacraft. Of course, if you want to teach your cat some tricks, I guarantee they will do whatever you want with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. And... it's a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack that is good for them as well. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. SCOE 10X, I'm so thrilled to have them back. So SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. No, SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. And it is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is safe to use directly on your pet or on your own skin or plants. So, you can only buy it online at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, good pets, food supplements, and treats for your dog. They will absolutely love them, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo code at GoodPetsFoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
In Pennsylvania's night, the shadows start to crawl. The family hears the whispers echoing through the hall. The Warrens are called. One last fight to ignite. This is the story of the Conjuring last rite.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. That's like the intro to Halloween, which is not too far away. So when we start playing all the Halloween music. But that is one of the songs from The Conjuring, Last Rites. And tell you a little bit about it. But basically, I want to tell you about first what the top five movies as of last weekend were.
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all tight. Always making to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. Number one, I'll tell you, this movie's doing really well. I have not seen it. I did not get to screen it. But it's made another $10 million. It opened up. Well, it didn't open up. It is still at... well, it did fall 1 week, I think. But it's at number one now again. at $10 million. It made $138 million in 4 weeks, which is pretty good. Jaws. Now, I know everybody's afraid of that shark. I know in the 70s when I saw it when it was out in the theaters, Steven Spielberg scared everything out of me. I was afraid to even go in my swimming pool. So, Jaws...
You live in Pennsylvania, John.
Yeah. Oh, I had a swimming pool in Pennsylvania.
I know, but I'm just saying there's no sharks there.
I didn't know that. I was a kid. $8.2 million it made at opening... Well, not opening again, at number two. It's made gross, and this is for way back when, $279 million. But that includes the amount of what it made in the 70s, okay. Which was not a lot of money back then. I mean, movies were like cheap.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money now. So, caught stealing, loved this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was great. $7.9 million opened up at number three, and that's with Austin Butler. And Freaky Friday, still holding on to the top five. It's made $84 million total. It made $6.7 million on this past weekend for 4 weeks out there. And another one I didn't get to screen, The Roses, made $6.3 million with a total of $9.5 million for 1 week. Those are your top five movies. But I did get to screen The Conjuring Last Rites. And I will tell you, this is probably, in my opinion, one of the best ones that they made. Because it was probably one of the scariest ones they've made.
To me, that would equal the worst one.
Yeah. And, but the thing is that it was even scarier because this happened in my hometown.
Yeah.
And it's true. Where basically...
Aren't all of them based off of true stories?
Well, Ed and Lorraine are the Warrens, and they are...
Aren't they the ones that had Annabelle, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what?
Yeah, they see ghosts, and Annabelle's in a glass container.
Not anymore.
Well, there's a lot that goes on in this movie. It happens to be in West Pittston. Kayla and I grew up in the Scranton area, which is like just a few miles down the road. And the house was a duplex where this family lived. I'm trying to think of the name. Can't think of the name right now. But the family lived on one side with five kids, or four kids, and then also had the mom and dad, and then the grandma and grandpa on the other side of the duplex.
Oh.
So they had ghosts, or whatever you want to call them, in this house,
mm-hmm.
On the one side where the family lived, where the kids were. And they constantly...
But not on...
I don't know if it was on the other side or not, but they didn't get into it with the movie on that. But they did have ghosts in there, which I have ghosts in my house. This one that I live in, and you know that. You've seen one walk down my hallway while we were doing the show.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it actually did. But the thing is...
We both saw it. It wasn't just me.
Exactly. So, but Kayla's over there with a pair of scissors in her hands right now.
It doesn't work for ghosts, Kayla.
Yeah. But the Warrens actually, I don't want to give it away, but the Warrens end up going over to this house where these in West Pittston, Pennsylvania, where these ghosts are at. But the problem's not the ghosts. Is the one girl just got her confirmation in church, the young girl, and she was given a mirror by her grandparents. This demon was living within this mirror.
Oh.
So when it came into that house, it released itself. And it worked out a way that the Warrens ended up at this house. It's scary. My friend April went with me, and I'll tell you, she jumped out of her chair. She's always scared, but she jumped out of her chair at least like eight times.
Oh,
and but it's pretty intense. And to think that happened in our hometown, even more intense. And the thing that's intense about it is that this demon in the mirror is not a good guy. Like, the other ones are bad enough that they'll scare you and everything like that. You know, show up at the end of your bed or under your bed or in your bed.
Oh,
and but this demon is like 100,000 times worse, the one from the mirror. And it has a connection to the Warrens. So that's how they get involved. But it's a good movie. Go see it.
No.
If you like scary movies, it's worth it. But it was even worse for me, like, in terms of like kind of intense, because it did happen in my hometown. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I don't know if death has something to do with it, but ever since those couple of times that I basically died or close to death, I have a lot of things that go on in my life. So, and I wonder if that is part
of
the
reason.
Well,
you said it started when you had the uninvited roommate.
Well, the weird part about this, the weird part about this movie is that the young girl Judy, which is the Warren's daughter, was dying at birth.
Oh wow!
So was I.
Oh.
So
we're done.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Kayla's going to turn the music up on us.
818-818-6401. So check out my movie reviews at talkinpets.com. I'm a critic, been a critic for 28 years. And I do talk about the animals in the movies, which this dog was in a movie. It was a retriever, and it wasn't treated too well.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. Because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's kaanapaliresort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Rabies is a rare but serious public health concern in the United States. Before 1960, several hundred people died of rabies each year. Thanks to the coordinated efforts of human and animal health experts, fewer than 10 human deaths are reported each year in the U.S. While rabies is uncommon in humans, 3 out of 4 Americans live in a community where raccoons, skunks, or foxes carry this deadly disease. In the U.S., around 4,000 animal rabies cases are reported each year, with more than 90% occurring in wildlife like bats, raccoons, skunks, and foxes. This is a big change from the 1960s when domestic animals, mainly dogs, represented most of the rabies cases. The decrease in human deaths from rabies is directly related to successful vaccination of pets and animal control programs, public health tracking and testing of human and animal rabies cases, the availability and use of rabies-related medical care called post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP. Even though rabies is well controlled in the U.S., more than 6 million Americans report animal bites each year, 1.6 million seek medical attention, and around 100,000 get PEP. Rabies vaccines are complex, expensive, and limited. Public health programs can assess each person who may have been exposed to rabies to determine if they need rabies-related medical care, including the vaccine. Sometimes people still die from rabies, usually because they didn't get medical help soon enough after being scratched or bitten. It's important to be aware of the risk, especially with bat bites, which can be easy to ignore because they don't always leave obvious marks. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Men become animals and eat their victims. I drink your blood and I eat your skin. A young boy infects an entire town with rabies and turns a group of men into a band of bloodthirsty zombies ravaging a peaceful countryside. I drink your blood and I eat your skin.
It is like Halloween, but not yet.
That was going, hello, hi.
So when Kayla was reading her story, there was a voice. Did you hear it? Yeah. I thought it was you trying to move your chair.
No.
And I'm like, are you moaning into the...
What? I have tears in my eyes right now. Stop. It was like, hello. Hey. Hi.
No, I'm going to cry. Stop. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Anyways, next.
The world is a weird place. You just never know.
Maybe we just had interference with somebody's phone call.
Sure did.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. 818-818-6401. But I find, being a cat daddy, and I've been a cat daddy for many, many years, I do find, actually, that cats are good to have around a house because they will point something out.
And
like, even if it's
Shadow,
a bug.
Shadow wouldn't stop talking as that was happening. Did you notice that?
I did hear her moan once or twice.
She was, like, sitting next to you, like, trying to get your attention. She was, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like cats are very much aware.
They say black cats are more connected.
Oh, I think so.
That's why it's like, you know.
She's totally connected in a lot of different ways. Yeah. But, you know, it's like cats will sit there. Like, when I would go to bed, my cat would sit there. Shadow will do it. Actually, she does do it, but not much like Rainy, my other cat. Mm-hmm. She would sit at the corner of the bed and just stare at the doorway, and it was almost like she was blocking any bad things from coming in while I was sleeping. So,
yeah,
cats are known. That's why Egyptians had them, you know.
Mm-hmm. My dog stares off into nothing, and then she'll start looking spooked and turn and look at me like, did you see that? No, girl, I didn't. But I believe you.
It's like, come on.
I have a video of her just staring into my bathroom while I'm in bed, and I was like, is there something I should be concerned about? And she's just watching something move around in the bathroom, and then she turned and looked at me like, do you not see
they're
that?
Very much aware. I mean, when my cats hear that sound, which is my doorbell, like one or two of them will growl, and they all will run to the end of the hallway and stare at the front door.
Oh, yeah?
So they automatically know that there's someone there.
Yeah.
Which kind of freaks me out. They're so good at that.
Well, I mean, that's
dogs are like that when they hear things, but cats, I mean, even so. Very trainable, like I said, cats are. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. But
let the games begin!
If you can name this animal sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You could go with cat treats from Vitacraft, lick and lap, or purr sticks. You can go with SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. Best one out there, and I'm so proud to have them back. SCOE10X.com is their website. You can only order it there, SCOE 10X, but you can win a bottle if you guess this creature. Or you can go with Good Pets Food, treats for your dogs, their treat supplements and daily probiotic, hip and joint, and multivitamin. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a book on dogs, on Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. We also do have an elephant bracelet of elephants. We also have calendars, and we do have left. We have a cat desk calendar, if you want to go with that. And we also have a travel cat's wall calendar, if you would like to go with that one. So we have those. And Kayla's got her Silly Beads by Kayla. And Kayla, I know we got the Dog Mom ink pen, and we also have the kids' keychain, but you also have two other ones. You have a white cat keychain and also a Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a keychain, but the Stitch is a bracelet, right?
No, the Stitch is for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, okay.
Around the handle.
Oh, got it. Okay. So that goes around the handle, the Stanley Cup, and that is from Lilo and Stitch. It's Stitch. So you could go with those, and Kayla's also got NFL ones. So if you have a certain team, you'd have to tell her and make sure she's got that one. If not, you'll get an NFL one. But name this creature. What creature makes that sound?
Kayla, while we're talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
I would be sounding much worse.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you can name what creature makes this sound. They are land and water creatures.
Hmm.
And they build their home in the water, but where they sleep in it is above the waterline. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize of your choice. 818-818-6401. We can take a little break and we come back. More of Talking Pets. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you know what creature that is. They're very constructive, by the way. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Pick up the phone and call us.
If you're feeling blue, all you have to do.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind. Author Mark Winnick stops by Talking Pets to chat about his book, The Dog Healers, a novel.
Mark, tell us actually how you decided to write The Dog Healers. Was it your trip to Argentina, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. On a trip to Argentina, I was really captivated by, there's a huge dog walking community in Buenos Aires, and dog walkers come out every morning and they walk anywhere from 3 to 20 dogs at a time. And then for me, it was just totally fascinated by this site. I think there's no other place in the world where you see such a massive community of dog walkers. Maybe New York, but I don't even think New York compares with what they have in Buenos Aires. And I was so fascinated, I happened to meet a very innovative dog walker there by the name of Carlos DeMarco, and he was also known as the Dog Healer. And I actually spent 3 days with him. I was so fascinated by his life and his view of animals and philosophy about animals and how they help heal and lift the human spirit.
Anybody who can walk that many dogs, and I'm, you know, a handler and a trainer, but I'm amazed when I see people walk that many dogs and no one's getting yanked around and everyone
no one
stops
gets killed,
when somebody,
that we know of.
Nobody gets in a fight. Everybody stops when it's time to pick things up. And everybody's just doing, they're like on this, it's this very interesting, some kind of, something between that particular human who's able to control, like, their minds and the way that they work together. I think it's amazing.
So I love dogs.
Exciting.
I have to say, Mark, I'm a cat daddy. So I want, are you going to come out with the cat healer?
Well, you know, I think that's the cat healers for somebody else that knows more about cats, you know. And I love cats, but I'm allergic. It's a great story for just animal lovers. I just really love it. So
you just made Julie sneeze. She's trying so bad to hold back that sneeze so she didn't sneeze on you answering that question.
Well,
go ahead. Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Maybe my allergies are contagious for her. I got to tell you, you're like, your show, I think it's one of the best pet shows in the country, and it's really, you guys are, I got to say, this is the most fun I've ever had with an interview. So
thanks, Mark.
Oh, awesome.
I appreciate that.
Well, that about wraps it up for this. Achoo! Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Daisy Charlotte.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We're going to go out to your guesses. We have some people that called, and we're going to see if Gary in Southern Oregon knows what this is. What do you think, Gary? Do you know what creature makes that sound?
Well, I was going to say either a duck or a goose.
Pick one.
Duck.
So you think it's a duck?
Yep, some kind of duck.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Gary.
Okay.
Not a duck. But it could be on land and it could be in water, so you at least had that part. But, nope, that isn't correct. But try again on another one. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for calling.
We're going to try Judy in Coos Bay and see if Judy knows what it is. What do you think this is, Judy?
This is a total guess, and I'm going on the clues more than the sound, and I think it might be a beaver.
Congratulations.
Good job, Judy.
You got it right, and that is a beaver. So what do you want to go with, Judy? What would you like? We've got the cat treats, the dog treats. We have SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We also,
yeah, that's SCOE 10X.
You got it coming out.
I'll the odor eliminator.
It is the best. I'm thrilled that they're back with me because we can all... they were with me for years and all, and this stuff will take out any odor. It's amazing. So we're going to send that out to you. So, Judy, if you stay on the line and talk with Sydney, we'll get your address, and we'll ship it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
That's Judy out there in Coos Bay, Oregon, and she is getting the SCOE 10X. That's cool. I mean, it's awesome stuff. So 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. And give us a buzz, and let's see. Now, I'm going to give you another one because we do have a little bit more time. So if you want to take a guess on this one, you're welcome to call back Gary if you think you know what this one is. But you can win a prize as well. We're done with the SCOE 10X. I gave away my bottle. So Judy's got that. So that's not available now, but the other stuff is. If I heard that in my house in the middle of the night in the dark.
In your house?
Yeah, could you imagine?
No.
That would scare you, Kay.
No, you guys are just, I'm done.
So if you can identify that creature, their homeland is Australia. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? They're from Australia, down under. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we want to talk about your pets, but take a guess. 818-818-6401. Call with the guesses on that one. I want to ask you, like a lot of people when they're grooming their pets, mm-hmm. Jazz, especially with a puppy, and do you recommend actually, with a puppy, maybe it's the first time you're going to give them a groom and a cleaning. Do you recommend that they lay down, or is it better if you get them to stand?
It really depends on what you're doing. Just like a brushing?
Yeah.
You want them standing for you to be able to brush, especially if they're a longer-haired dog, because you need to be able to get underneath their little armpits and stuff where they're more likely to get mats and tangles. So typically you'd want the dog to be in a stand stay, but, you know...
And do you also recommend holding the puppy while you're doing it, or just because, like, I don't know if a puppy's going to stay still.
You have to get them used to it. So what I do with my clients is I show them how to get your dog used to you handling them for grooming without traumatizing them, because a lot of people are like, oh, he keeps running away from me while I'm brushing him. So I'm like, you know, they have like a death grip on the dog and they're trying to brush them. And it's traumatic because they're restraining them. So I show them, you know, here, hold a treat in front of their face. Let them nibble on a treat as you're brushing them and teach them to be still. And they earn a reward for it just to get them in the habit of it and help them associate it with something pleasant instead of like we're cornering them. We are restraining them.
Yeah, you don't want to make
them.
It a bad thing.
No.
Then you're going to have problems from that
right.
point on.
And if you have a long-haired dog that requires grooming and you know that you're going to have to take that dog to the groomer, it's best that when you first get the puppy, take it to the groomer. Get them used to going to the groomer. Even if it's not time for them to actually get cut, you want them to be in the habit of someone else, the groomer, bathing them, brushing them, and handling them. Because if you wait until they need a groom, it's usually around, I don't know, 4 months old or so, and the groomers have a problem with the dog behaving and being freaked out by being handled by someone else like that.
You know what I think is amazing, too, is like as humans, we go and get our hair cut or, you know, whatever you're going to do, and get a dye job or whatever. And then sometimes humans will walk out of their hairdresser and so mad because it wasn't exactly done the right way or this and that. But dogs, they don't care.
Well, they don't know.
It's like, yeah, they don't, I mean, it's not like they're sitting there staring in a mirror the whole
yeah.
time. So it's more on the pet parent the stresses than it is
you
on
have,
the dog.
Yeah, you've got to make sure that you get them used to being handled and groomed when they are small. Same with, you know, what a vet might need to do when they're examining your puppy. You want your puppy to view certain experiences like that with it being a normal thing, not just like, you know, they go to the vet once every so often and they feel like they're being violated.
So Gary in Southern Oregon is back, and he Googled all the animal sounds in Australia.
Oh.
What do you think this is, Gary?
Well, no, I didn't. I did get the mosquito right earlier, but I didn't call in.
Oh,
but,
man.
But anyway, I'm just going to make a guess again. I'm just going to guess a kangaroo, but that's just a guess.
A kangaroo.
Somewhere in this world, there was a straitjacket waiting for that man.
Oh, no, that was mean. That was
Gary,
mean.
You're wrong again.
Well, hey, that's not
think
the
about
first
how
or second time.
Think about how terrifying kangaroos would be if they sounded like that.
I know, yeah.
They're already strong.
But the other thing, too, is, you know, Gary guessed kangaroo. So, sorry, Gary, that one's wrong. We're going to still keep it out there for a little bit and see if somebody can guess it. But it's not a kangaroo in Australia. But the creature is in Australia. They got affected very badly by the fires in Australia. Lots of them lost their lives because they are not fast-moving creatures. So what is it?
Gary's probably punching the air right now because you didn't give that clue before he called.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you think you know what creature makes that sound. It's weird, too, because...
Is that while they're sleeping? Is it snoring?
No, that's the sound that it makes, minus the drums. I was like, what are the drums?
How did that even happen?
But it is the sound. It is the sound that it makes, so I don't think when it's sleeping. But considering it's such a cute creature, it makes a very violent noise. 818-818-6401. Take a guess. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. You could be right. You could be wrong. But give it a shot. 818-818-6401. You know, grooming, though, I mean, it seems that with dogs, even with cats, if you give them their first experience, birds as well, and I know that for a fact, and they have a bad experience at something, they seem to hold on to that.
Oh, yeah. Do you cut the bird's nails or no?
I try to sometimes, but because they're biters, that's my fault. But I usually do it sometimes through the...
Did you bite your birds?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like it. But no, I mean, sometimes I'll trim them through the... I have to hold their claws outside of the cage and do it that way.
Okay.
So I know some pet stores in the country actually will groom birds' nails and if you bring them in.
But I feel like if they're not really used to being handled by other people a whole lot, that would probably be traumatic to take them into a pet store to get their nails done.
What's your suggestion if a dog is not behaving during grooming? Like, do you battle the dog or do you just kind
of... What do you mean battle the dog?
No, I mean, like, you just keep doing it, holding the dog down or whatever, or do you just walk away and try again another time?
No, you definitely, like, most good groomers are going to know when to take a break because dogs can get so stressed out during grooming that it can cause a medical event, depending upon their age. So, you know, they're supposed to know when to give the dog a break, try again later, and sometimes...
But if you give up on the dog and let it go, then would that behavior instill that every time the dog is going to get groomed, that if it wiggles around and squirms, that you're going to let it go?
Well, here's the thing. So if a dog is stressed, it's not the dog is misbehaving on purpose. It's because it's scared and stressed out, anxious. So you want to try to navigate around that and not freak them out and traumatize them.
So I've got 30 seconds to do this and see if Vina in Virginia knows what this is. Vina, what do you think?
Wall bear.
Good job.
Congratulations. Vina, stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and we'll send you out what you want. Cat treats, dog treats. We got the bracelets. Got a bunch of things to choose from. Sydney knows what they are. Let her know, and we'll be right back. We got to go out to a break. This is Talkin' Pets.
I can feel it.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Florida has filed to reclassify xylazine as a Schedule 1 controlled substance while allowing an exemption for veterinary use. According to a statement released Friday by the Office of Attorney General James Ulfmeyer, the change is intended to curb abuse of the animal sedative while preserving access for veterinarians and the state's agricultural industry. Under the proposed rule, only licensed veterinarians would be permitted to obtain and dispense xylazine, and farmers and ranchers could access it only through veterinary prescriptions for legitimate livestock care. Public possession or sale outside of veterinary practice would remain illegal, and regulators would gain expanded authority to track the drug's distribution. Florida farmers and ranchers depend on veterinarians having the tools they need to safely treat livestock, says Attorney General James in the statement. By providing an exemption for xylazine for this limited purpose, we are protecting access for legitimate veterinarian use while keeping this dangerous substance out of the hands of drug dealers and abusers. Xylazine, approved by U.S. Food and Drug Administration for animal use, is widely used to sedate cattle, horses, and other large wild animals. Veterinary officials note that it is the safest and most effective sedative for cattle and can be reversed after use, allowing animals to safely recover and return to herds. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog. A cockatoo that's got the flu or an not-so-jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every kind of pet. When a dog won't bark and a cat won't purr, when a bird goes bonk or a turtle goes fur, when a rabbit's got a limp and an earache too, when a cow goes when she should go, when a horse gets hiccups and they just won't stop, when a fish is all red from a belly flop, when a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a vet.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
We want to hear from you at 818-818-6401. Vina, by the way, listening out there on WSVA, AM 1550 and 92.1 in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Call back, if you would, Vina, because I don't think she lost the line and Sydney didn't get what she wanted to go with, what prize you want, and she can give you that list. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call back, Vina, and you were the winner, and guest koala, which are absolutely adorable, but that was so sad what happened with those fires, because so many koalas lost their lives.
Yeah.
They just can't get out of the trees or run.
They're
from
so
the fires.
Great.
And I remember seeing videos of them and everything where they were actually
scorched.
Walking up to people.
Yeah, for help.
And they were asking them, getting water bottles off of them. And these koalas were drinking right out of the water bottles because they were so parched and injured and everything.
So
and
sad.
There were tons of them that were lost in those fires. And now out in California, they're having those huge fires again. And it was sparked by lightning.
Oh, wow.
Mother Nature's been tough this year.
Well, you know.
And that's the thing is, you know, you just got to pay attention. You know, it's amazing how much if you pay attention to your pets. Like, even if you think that, like, you don't hear a thunderstorm coming or the rain coming or whatever, your pets in advance will know.
Oh, yeah.
My one cat, Winter, I always know, even before I hear it or see it or whatever, that there's a storm coming.
Does she
because
go hide?
She does. She starts to growl, and then she hides underneath the Lazy Boy.
Oh, that's...
And,
my dog is like that.
Yeah, she doesn't like the storms. Basically, I try not to reinforce it, so I just let her be, and, you know, if that's what she's comfortable with. But I'd rather her not be that afraid. The other two, Summer and Shadow, my other two cats, they don't care. Unless it's like really, really, really loud thunder.
Like it startles them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I get startled too. It's like watching a horror film when you hear that go off.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you recommend for like during thunderstorms for like a lot of
calming
pets?
Calming aids. I give my dogs...
like CBD kind of things?
It doesn't have to be CBD. I think you have something right here. Right? Yeah, this behavior support?
Yeah, the Good Pets Foods.
Stress and behavior support, something like that. So it's not necessarily CBD, but it's got calming.
It's a supplement. So yeah. It's a treat, but it's a supplement. So it's something that you can give them during storms or anything like that, just to calm them, take the edge
off. Yeah, so that's what I give to my dog, and I recommend it for clients' dogs. Sorry, the cat dander's getting to me now, so it starts making me lose my voice. but CBD is awesome. But there are alternatives. Sometimes people are, you know, weird about the CBD. They're like, oh, I don't want to use that. So there's other options that you can give them. But you definitely want to give them something. You want to give Winter something because she's stressed.
Right.
So you don't want her to, you know, have that reaction of stress without trying to at least comfort her a little bit. And it's not like we can reinforce fear of thunderstorms. She's freaking out because she can feel the change in the barometric pressure before the storm even comes. That's how she knows that it's on the way. And some animals are more sensitive to it than others. My dog will tremble, and she will go and plaster herself between the wall and toilet in one of the bathrooms. Or, like, one time I found her in my pantry. and she won't move. She's, like, frozen. I have to pick her up and relocate
her
somewhere.
Well, she really gets scared.
Yeah, she just, like, totally shuts down.
Now, if I'm home, like, obviously, like, sometimes Winter will eventually come out when it starts to calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if it's a heavy rainstorm and she hears it on the roof, or, obviously, if there's thunder, she's in hiding. She always goes that same spot, right underneath the Lazy Boy.
Does she drool when
she's... No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She just goes under there. I guess she feels protected.
Cover. Yeah.
But the other two, it doesn't bother them that much. So yeah. Every animal...
Some animals don't care.
Yeah, some animals just don't... It doesn't bother them. They have their own personality.
It happens more with the anxious animal. So she naturally has anxiety, you know, generally, then sometimes those animals are more weirded out by it.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Vina, I hope you called. Oh, she did call back. She's going with the cat calendar. Congratulations on that. We're going to shift that out to you. I guess I'm going to send her the one that I didn't know if there's the table one or the wall, but I'm going to send you the wall one, which is the travel cats. That's the one I chose.
Oh, nice.
I get one of them as well. 818-818-6401 is the number. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'll need to say adieu, adieu, adieu to you and you and you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.